Vrishbhanandini Srimati Radhika. She never goes out of Vrindavan. No? Like Brijendranandan Krishna. And her manifestation in Nandagaon when Krishna goes to Mathura, that she is called Vyomini. Though one thing, but by some instinct mood, inner voice, these changes has been told. For devotees, those who want to know all these things, very high things these are. So I have told about Vyogini, how she was feeling so much separation for Krishna. Really she was feeling. If you know that Radhika is always in Vrindavan and meeting with Krishna, then sadhak cannot feel separation. And for sadhak, it is most essential to feel separation. Here separation is bhakti. Sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti and prema bhakti. If you are not feeling separation for your Gurudev, for devotees, especially for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and not feeling separation for conjugal, for Vrindavan, then your bhajan sadhana is useless. If your child, you miss your child anywhere for a day and you are searching him but you cannot find him, then what will be? Will you feel some separation for that boy? Can you take something? Can you take sleep in night if he is missing? If you are feeling separation for your children, your husband, your wife, or but not feeling separation for conjugal, Gurudev, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, for Vrindavan, then I think our bhajan is so much degraded. Like zero. For this relationship, initiation is given to fill some separation. I think that if I have $100 here in your pocket, but by miss you missed it here and there, and you wanted to buy anything from any shop, and you saw your in your pocket. Where has gone? Have I left there or there or there? And you become so worried and restless. But you are not being restless for your bhajan. If you are not chanting properly and you are not feeling this thing, what is this bhajan? You are not doing bhajan and you still, doing haha hoohi, taking. No, or if there is no these beads here, no, you have lost your bead bag for 20 days and you are doing easily your everything, your all job. What is this bhajan? And now it is becoming like a fashion to keep here big bag. And hand will go automatically, but tongue will not do anything. But not Harinam, no remembering. Only practice that fingers will run after big bags. This is not bhajan. This should not be any outwardly thing. So you should judge yourself in your heart, keeping your hands here. Am I right? I am practicing right in a proper way or not? What is the fruit? My heart is melting or not? Tears are coming in my eyes for Krishna name when I chant. Oh, where is Krishna? When I will meet Krishna? When I will serve? Oh, Gurudev, be merciful to me. Oh, Giriraj Govardhan, we have heard that you are very merciful. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, you are ocean of mercy. Why you are not showering your mercy on me? I have heard that you have showered your mercy to Jagai Madhai. They did not want it even, and forcibly we give, you gave. And why not me, to me? Then weep, but no weeping, no tears. So these are the process of doing bhajan. So you should try to be like that. So today I am going to tell something about Sanyogini Radha. If Radha is always, Srimati Radhika, Vishwanandani is always in Vrindavan, and Vyogini Radha is also in Vrindavan, not going out of Vrindavan, who went to Kurukshetra? Who went? Then Sanyogini Radha went there. How? We are giving a glimpse of this, an outline of this. Once in Dwapar, in the end of Dwapar Yug, about 5,000 years before, Krishna has gone to Dwarka. He has married with 16,108 wives, Rukmini, Shatabhama, and all others, Kalindi, and all others, all very beautiful. At that time in whole world they were. In whole world, but don't conclude Vrindavan, because Radha, Srimati Radhika and Lalita Vishakha were there. They were more beautiful. So Krishna was there and he was so unhappy. When he used to see sometimes Rukmini in the night on her bed, and he used to pull the veil of Rukmini. Oh Radhe, oh Radhe, I cannot live without you. I'm weeping so whole night. Even he was on the way of Rukmini. And Rukmini, without any word, seeing all these things, his pillow began to wait with so much tears, bathing even. So Krishna thought that I should meet anywhere with gopis, that Radha and all others, my father and mother. Till so many years since I have not been to Vrindavan. But I cannot go to Vrindavan, there are some reasons. If I am going there, then I am disturbing them. There will be more feeling separation. They will remember more. If there is any cut, but if you give some lemon or salt, then what it will be? More pain. So Krishna is going there, then it means that Krishna is giving salt or lemon on that cutting. So it becomes renewed. So he cannot, don't want to disturb them. Let them happy anyhow. Because I am in Dwarka and they are thinking, seeing tamal tree. Oh, he is Krishna. Here is Krishna. Krishna has gone to cowherding and now he has returned. And they began to embrace that tree, thinking Krishna is, he is Krishna. And sometimes laughing, joking, and decorating themselves. So Krishna thinking, let them somewhat happy. And if I will go there, oh, they will weep and weep and weep. They will come in sense, perhaps, and then will be. So I should not go to Vrindavan, but I went to meet them. There was when he was there in Dwarka, at the age of perhaps 80, but Krishna was even that of 16 years old. Not like us. His body was transcendental. So he looks like always like 16 years. Very teeny is it. At that time, there was a full sun. Solar eclipse. And at that time, Kurukshetra was very sacred place in whole India. Very sacred place. Because there Brahma has done thousands of lakhs of austerities there. Especially who did? Parshuram. After killing 21 times whole Kshatriyas in whole world, and his Farsa means axe was always wetted with new blood, and he came there, and he had very big authority there, very hard. So this place is very sacred. Also Prithu Maharaj, when the earth was not fertile, everywhere hills, some water here and there, then he made it very flat and fertile land. And he did so many austerities. So all Indian persons, religious persons, they assembled there, lakhs and lakhs, 1 crore, more than crores, all over India, especially Bhisham Pitama. And his whole family from Hastinapur, Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, Yudhishthir, Draupadi, Kunti, all that. Especially these sages, Rishi Muni, like Narad, Vyas, Kavi, Havi, Antariksha, Prabuddha, Pippalayan, also Vishwamitra, Vasishta, Atri, so many. About more than 1 lakh of these saints, sadhus, were also assembled there. Krishna came from Dwarka with his whole family, keeping old one and their army leader there in Dwarka, with his sons and all wives, all decorated. They came to take bath in Kurukshetra and to give donation to Brahmins and others. Because at that sacred time, if anyone donating, then it is a very sacred thing. So we still, Indian religious people, they take bath 3 times and the last day, give so much donation of lakhs and lakhs cows, so much gold, silver, so much cloth, garments, and other things. At that time, they were not engaged only to with their family only to maintain their family. They used to give so much donation for their other past activities and for future activities. So all there. All the kings of whole India, or we may call that India was not as it is today. Caspian, the place of Kashyap Rishi, Mangal Rishi, Mongolia, Australia, Perth, and so many, Indonesia, mini Asia, so Bali, all were in India at that time. So it was very large, like a country. And all whole world were connected to each other. All were influenced by Vedic culture at that time. So all were assembled there. Nanda Maharaj knew by any messenger that my son has come to Kurukshetra. So he declared that we should go there. Only some old persons and some persons, they should be here to watch and look after to God, Vrindavan, Braja, Gokul, Nandagaon. And they should all go by carts there. And they used their carts and went there. That all were assembled in the council of Krishna there, Vasudeva Maharaj, Bhisham Pitama, all the devil or Narad, Vyas, all rishis were there. And there were glorifying Krishna and Baldev. And Baldev and Krishna touching the feet of all the rishis. Bhisham Pitama, Kunti Devi, because Kunti Devi was what? Aunt. So Krishna giving proper respect to all. And they were all giving their heartly blessings to Krishna. On the day of that eclipse. On the time, on full Surya Grahan, all took bath. First time when it touched, the shadow touched, and when it was in middle, and when it was to end, three times, and giving so much donations, all. After that, they were happily sitting, and all the rishis were glorifying Krishna and Baldev. Especially, Kunti came to Vasudeva Maharaj, and she was weeping. My dear brother, you forget me? My sons were poisoned, and Draupadi was being naked by Duryodhana and others. They were driven from their kingdoms. Whole kingdom was taken by Duryodhana, and they were wandering here and there in forest. And you could not remember us. Bhima was poisoned also, and he was about to die. But you never remembered me, brother. I would have been happy that if you have sent Krishna and Baldev to me to console me. And she began to weep loudly. Vasudeva told, my dear sister, don't weep. Don't weep. And he washed her tears. You should remember that at that time I was and my wife was in jail, bended with chain. And always Kansa was revenge on us. And he wanted to murder us at that time. My all sons were put to death. So what I could have done? You should also think for me. Oh, these are times. We should try to tolerate it. Now we are fortunate to meet here. Try to forget all these things. And when a day like come like this, we should try to tolerate. And we should take shelter in the lotus feet of this very Krishna. He is so powerful. And Baldev. In the meantime, Bhisham Pitama are well there. Krishna and Baldev, he heard something. that Nanda Baba with Yashoda, all Brajvasi, they are coming on full accord. When he heard this, he began to weep loudly. Mother, mother, mother. And he ran towards Krishna and Balaram, ran towards Nanda Baba and Yashoda. When he reached to Nanda Baba and Yashoda, cart was stopped, block cart, and they get down from the cart. Then Krishna at once went in the lap of Yashoda, Maya, and Baldev in the lap of Nanda Baba. And they were all weeping bitterly. All the Brijvasis were there also weeping bitterly. You can know that if your son's son or daughter coming from after so many days, 1 year, 2 years, then tears will come. And if tears are not coming, then you are not real father, mother. So, all were waiting there. Sipai doing, oh, my dear son, Kana, Kana, Kana. And Krishna was weeping, mother, mother, mother. All were weeping. At once Rohimaya and Devaki reached there, Vasudev reached there, and they saw that Krishna has forgot everything and only weeping. In the taking his mouth covered with the bell of Yashoda. And so much milk was coming automatically for the breast of Yashoda. And tears automatically as a current of Yamuna or Ganges. And loudly weeping, weeping. Devaki told in his mind, oh, Krishna has forgot that Krishna is my son. And thinking Yashoda this, that she is my mother, and crying bitterly. And Yashoda also, she does not know that Krishna is my son, or thinking Krishna that his son, her son. And she is weeping. So he thought that I should tell this fact, real fact, that Krishna is my son. So Krishna must know and Yashoda. So he told, oh sister Yashoda, you are so fortunate. My son is so fortunate. My son is so fortunate. In our bad days, I sent my son to you and you nursed, nourished, supported and protected and saved this my boy. Thinking like your son, you gave milk to him. And from there, he is thinking that you are his mother. And he is thinking that she is my mother. And she is thinking that he is my son. So, I am so much indebted to you that like a people of oil, you have saved always like eye clips, eyelids, always you accept. In the meantime, Rohimaya thought that she is disturbing. She wants that I should declare that I am mother, he is my son. But real fact she does not know. So he told, sister, we should go to see Kunti Maya, Draupadi, Pandavas, and so many relatives are here, we should go there and to prepare something to give them for eating. So we should go and manage there. And strictly she took out Devaki from there. And then Vasudev Maharaj also. Then Krishna met with his father, mother and all Vrijavasi. But the gopis were standing some far away. Because where there is Baldev, where is Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, and other Vajvasi Gopi cannot meet. So if a man taking some burden over his head, coming far away, and as nearer he is coming to his destination, oh, this burden becomes more and more heavy. And when he reaches near, very near, oh, he cannot tolerate. And when his home came, oh, he will felt that burden. So gopis, taking the burden that when we will meet with Krishna, they are coming from Vrindavan. And this burden was becoming more and more heavy. And when they reached and saw Krishna, it became so. They wanted to meet at once, otherwise this soul will go away. And when Yashoda and Nanda Baba were there meeting with Krishna, they cannot tell Lord. And they were about to die. Yashoda marked this. She is so intelligent. So she marked. And at once told Nanda Baba, yes, we should go. And took the hands of Baldev. And we should go to meet Vasudev, Devaki and others. And by skill, she went from there. And then gopis were there, became camp. How they? It has been told here in Srimad Bhagavatam. Gopyasya Krishna Mupalabhya Chirad Abhishtam Yad Prekshano Deshesu Pakshakitam Sapanti Drigvi Hidakitam Malam Parirabhya Sarva Tau Bhav Mapu Nitya Jujam Durat Chirad Abhishtam Yad Prekshano Deshesu Pakshakitam Sapanti Drigvi Hidakitam Prita Tars Krishna Upalabdha Chirat Abhishtam. Krishna is their Abhishta, their object of love. They cannot be separated. But for so many years, they have not met with Krishna. Now, Upalabdha, oh, here Krishna. At once, Krishna embraced them. Krishna became laps and laps as gopi were there in a moment, and he embraced all, and all gopis thinking that Krishna is embracing us, and seeing Krishna yat prekshane visheshu pakshakritam sapanti, and but they were taking darshan of Krishna very nearby, Krishna embracing, but they were not satisfied. Brahma is not a good creator. He had not given less and less eyes so that we can see Krishna. And if he has given only two, but eye lifts, he has given. Always coming down. Anyhow, we can tolerate it, but why tears coming? Always tears coming. So we cannot tolerate. If you have Brahma, then we would have created Brahma with lakhs and lakhs innumerable from feet to top to bottom. Everywhere. In back also, lakhs eyes here, in feet, in nails, everywhere so many eyes. No eye, no tear, nothing. Then would have been satisfied. Sukadeva Goswami is telling that Drigabhi Kritam Kriti Alam Parirabhya Sarva. Gopis took Krishna as a whole body through the way of eyes. They took in heart and embraced so much that Nitya Yujang Durapan. Rukmini Satbhama Amnit, daily meeting with Krishna. And so many yogis always remember Krishna in their hearts. But they were not like gopis. They also want that we should meet Krishna like gopis. Krishna meeting with Rukmani and Saptabhama, I told before. Meeting with them, but always remembering. Gopis, gopis. When meeting with Rohini and Devaki, oh, remembering. Maya, Yashoda, weeping always. They know that Krishna is not satisfied here, and he never lives here. He is totally, fully in Braj. So, he is telling like this, Sukadeva Goswami here. After that, what became? Krishna told, I am lawyer, I am cheater, I am guilty, I am offender in your lotus feet. मैं बहुत ही अकृतज्ञ हूँ. I am so much ungrateful. You left your homes. You left your husbands, father, mother, everything for me. But I am so ungrateful. I left you. And I married so many wives. Now I have so many children.